for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. president stuns many as he changes his stance on a racial protest. President Donald Trump defiantly blamed both sides for the weekend violence between white supremacists and counter-demonstrators in Virginia, seeking to rebuff the widespread criticism of his handling of the emotionally charged protest while showing sympathy for the fringe group's efforts to preserve Confederate monuments.
I think there's blame on both sides, and I have no doubt about it, and you don't have any doubt about it either. And if you reported it accurately, you would say.
Reports say the U.S. president's top aides were stunned by his comments, with some, including new chief of staff John Kelly, standing by helplessly as the president escalated his rhetoric. The rally this past weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia, was organized by white supremacists and other groups under a Unite the Right banner. Organizers say they were initially activated by their objections to the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, but the larger aim was to protest what they saw as an anti-white climate in America. Once again, the blowback has been swift, including from fellow Republicans. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida said Trump should not allow white supremacists to share only part of the blame. House Speaker Paul Ryan declared in a tweet that white supremacy is repulsive and there should be no moral ambiguity, though he did not specifically address the president. Trump's remarks were welcomed by former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke, who tweeted, "Thank you, President Trump, for your honesty and courage to tell the truth." This is VOA News. President Trump has praised North Korea's